This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're talking about bribery. We're talking about blackmail. We're talking about what else that was going on that the Obama Justice Department knew and still gave Putin, Moscow, Russia 20% of our uranium, and the money goes to the Clinton Foundation. Let's talk about it.
Well, back in 2009, the FBI was actually approached by a businessman, by an American businessman, who said, look, I have information on the Russians, and I'm going to give this to you. And they said, would you work with us? They came to an agreement. He went inside. For 15 months, the FBI was investigating the Russian nuclear industry and the agencies. They knew that there were kickbacks. They knew that there were bribes. And they knew how dangerous this was to national security. And 15 months had passed in the investigation, and then CFIUS, 13 members of the governing board, approved the Uranium One deal to the Russians. I mean, this was something that I contacted FBI officials tonight, FBI sources that were there during that time, and they said the FBI would have had all of this information. It would have been their duty on the board, on the CFIUS board, to report that information. And so now what I'm thinking is, if they did report that information, it's got to be out there. We've got to be able to FOIA it. We've got to be able to see these documents and know what was going on and why the United States government decided to approve a deal that would give 20% of U.S. uranium assets to Vladimir Putin. There's the connection with Russia.
Well, that's Sarah Carter. And, you know, this is something that, you know, from day one, going back to Peter Schweitzer, when he brought this out in his book on Clinton Cash, and it is amazing to me that that book in and of itself did not create some sort of incredible firestorm, you know, for Hillary Clinton and for her candidacy and how she was able to still even run for president, get the nomination from the Democratic Party, just in light of the whole Clinton Foundation scandal. The global Clinton initiative, uranium, this was an outrage, you know, to begin with. And now here it is, it's gone full circle, and we're starting to get the information. As we mentioned before, you know, during the Obama administration, it was going to be most difficult. And it's still not easy for Judicial Watch and organizations like Sarah Carter work for, because it's, it is the establishment circling its wagons around its protected candidates. And clearly, Hillary Clinton is part of this this cabal. I mean, she's just, you know, this is just, it almost seems impossible that there's going to be any kind of justice, whether it has to do with Benghazi, the Clinton Foundation, the pay-for-play stuff that went on, that you're going, wait a minute, we're spending all this money on the Russian collusion, and we've got a special prosecutor. No crime has been committed. James Comey, who we find out now, had written up his mea culpa statement, or not even a mea culpa, but an exoneration statement months before the investigation was completed. He goes in front of Congress, says, oh, no, you know, I had to wait till, you know, all the facts were in. Well, now we're finding out that the guy that was so truthful and had so much credibility that everybody would lead off, and that's the way they would talk about him. And Scott, you and I have talked about this repeatedly. You know, if you have to say that about somebody, then it brings to question, why are you telling me that? Are you trying to convince yourself? Are you trying to cover something up? And what seems to be the case now when it comes to James Comey is his credibility has gone down to zilch, nada, zero. He doesn't have much left here. He has no credibility left after all this exposure. So, and needless to say, this will all continue. We'll see that. We'll see if justice is finally served.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And over again with this president.
But Sally, following up on John Meacham's question, haven't there been at critical times when I'm sure you, myself, and others have worried about the rule of law, have worried about the checks and balances, haven't there been times where we have been pleasantly surprised that federal judges have stepped up, Republican federal appointed judges have stepped up and stopped the pernicious act, or even Jeff Sessions recusing himself and Rod Rosenstein at a critical moment in these first 9 months actually stepping forward and saying, I'm going to appoint Robert Mueller. Obviously, there are things that concern all of us about autocrats in training. But at the same time, there are some bright spots, aren't there, about our system actually holding, let's just say, constitutionally holding serve.
Absolutely. I actually think that there are a lot of bright spots, and you certainly identified some of them there. Our institutions are holding, and there are career men and women at the Department of Justice. In fact, the vast majority of folks at DOJ are career prosecutors and career lawyers, and they're holding in this. And so the issue is not whether the rule of law has actually been subverted, but whether the president has attempted to do that. You know, it's not for lack of trying on his part. And you know, that's important from a public confidence standpoint as well. If they see the president attempting to use DOJ as a tool, that really undermines the public's confidence in the criminal justice system, whether he is ultimately successful in that or not.
Sally, it's Kathy Kay.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't get... Scott, are you getting some objectivity here, or is this, she's going after, she's going after the president. I mean, she's not too happy because, you know, she got fired for, you know, not doing what the president asked her to do.
Well, here's the thing. First off, has every president from since before Trump used the DOJ as a tool? I believe that if my the old civics class, if I remember it right, I believe the DOJ is actually part of which branch of the government?
Yes,
I believe
exactly.
It's the executive branch.
Right.
And in that executive branch, who's in charge of that? Oh, the President of the United States is in charge of the executive branch. So this is one of his tools that he has to execute the law.
Mm-hmm.
So the president, of course, uses the DOJ as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of the tools that he has.
Exactly.
It'd be like if he came out and said, you know what? We don't need cops anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be ridiculous. How do you uphold the law if you don't have a force that somebody out there that enforces the law?
Exactly.
So this is so ridiculous, and her statement is hypocrisy is its finest.
Mm-hmm.
Obama used the DOJ as a tool.
Well, he weaponized the DOJ.
Well, President Bush uses it as a tool.
Sure. Going back to Nixon, you know, and if you look at it, you can go back and whether it's Johnson and the whole situation. Now, for her, she sees it as, she claims some sort of, hallowed ground or sacred ground for the Department of Justice, and seemed to be okay under Obama. But now because it's Trump, she's claiming some higher ground. So it seems a bit hypocritical. But that is the Beltway. And this is the frustration of everyday Americans who just want their government to be working for all the money we're spending. And now we got all this bitter, partisan backbiting that's taken place. And it's like, please, give me a break. And, of course, there's plenty of media out there that love to talk to, people like, Sally Yates. And, she's really not. She's really not helping the cause here. I mean, it's like, now she can be totally political, right?
Well, yeah, and here's the thing is that everybody brings in these people that were appointed to a position. They were appointed. She was appointed to her positions. Well, the president was actually elected.
Mm.
Whether you like the results or not, he was elected by the system that we have fairly. And we're starting to find out now that everything for this first, almost this first year, where they resist, which is just obstruction, it's turning out that there's not much there on the Russia side of things. So I'm willing to bet that when Mueller comes out with his end thing, he'll get him on something, but it won't be anything nearly connected to the election or anything like that.
Well, he's got to come up with something. This is kind of like an accountant for the IRS, right? They check out your, they're checking out your number comes up. They're looking at your returns, and they're going to find something. And, because you're not going to be able to cover it all. And I remember going through one audit, and it was over a pair of headsets. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, I'm in the radio business. I need headsets. And we had this long discussion. He even read the code, and I go, yeah, it's right there in the code. He goes, no, it doesn't. I said, wait a minute, you need to get somebody here to help you understand, because to me this sounds very clear that and it wasn't that big a deal.
Well,
but he had to find something, and he was, boy, he planted his flag on this one deal, and finally he got convinced that, it wasn't worth it after all that was considered. But meanwhile, I'm in there for 3 hours, and what it comes down to is a silly pair of headsets. But, this is what accountants do. They're rewarded, they're wired to find these exceptions. And so, here's what you've got this kind of thing here. But I think that Sally Yates misunderstands what her position is. It's not about her perspective. When she's in there as an employee and working at the president's behest, it's not about your perspective. It's about the country's perspective. It's about the rule of law. That's what it is.
Whoa.
And, from time immemorial, presidents have had a say. And if you're going to tell me that Barack Obama didn't have any say whatsoever and didn't interdict at all in Hillary Clinton, well, you know what they say about that.
Well, who appoints the people to the DOJ?
Well, of course.
It's the president. It doesn't go through Congress or through anything like that. He appoints them, and then they take it over. Sure, they have to go through the interview process, and there's ways to, we don't like this guy. We're not gonna mm-hmm. do this guy. But it's still, he's the one that he can appoint anybody he wants to those positions. He can call up Bill Martinez and say, hey, Bill, I want you to be my Department of Justice guy.
Yeah.
Now, whether you can, get through the whole interview process and everything like that, well, that's, you like to talk. You'd probably be all right.
No, because I'd probably indict myself, so I got to be careful. But, you're exactly right. But, this whole deal, again, it is us against them. It's the swamp. And whether Sally Yates wants to admit it or not, sadly, she's become part of the swamp. And look what she was there. You know, she was there under James Comey. James Comey is taint now. Does that not, you know, fall upon Sally Yates as well?
Well, who taught? Who was Comey's mentor?
Mueller. Well, you got Mueller. Yeah, so it's all, you know, these guys are all getting, you know, pantinaed by all this stuff, you know?
Emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What did he know and when did he know it? Creepy giraffe, disgraced former FBI Director James Comey drafted Hillary Clinton's exoneration 2 months before he interviewed her in the criminal investigation. It appears the troubled button man had a political S&M fetish. He wanted to both punish Hillary and set her free. Even though she had lied repeatedly and publicly about the motivation for an execution of her email server, she smashed devices, trashed evidence, and wrangled her staff into shady immunity agreements. The director decided long before the investigation's natural conclusion that Hillary was innocent. Not since O.J.'s acquittal has there been such a miscarriage of justice. And the two have so much in common. A couple of above-the-law, narcissistic white women who use their legal connections to wiggle out of the noose. As batches of questionable emails rolled out from a reluctant State Department, and it became obvious the server was the washing machine in the Clinton Foundation money laundering scam, it was also obvious that Hillary was guilty of something. Not careless, not negligent. Guilty. The president was on the line, the presidency, which meant it was more probable than possible that Hillary, this law-breaking, rule-skirting, favor-selling wretch, would be our next commander-in-chief. Instead of protecting the country from someone who so easily and greasily sidesteps the rules, Comey laid out a slip-and-slide in July right up the White House lawn. He must have hated the idea of a Trump presidency so much that even his decades-long disdain for the First Family of Arkansas wasn't enough for him to blindly administer the brand of agnostic justice he was obligated to uphold. Maybe he got cold feet in October when he briefly reopened Pandora's box, but by then the public knew what Comey tried to keep secret. Hillary Clinton was a compromised individual who would gravely harm the nation if she, God forbid, ascended to the highest office. He made the wrong choice too soon, though he must have known all along that whoever won the presidency was going to fire his lanky keister, making him ultimately the biggest loser.
He loved Kennedy. I'll tell you, she sums it up in such a way that it rhymes with much of Main Street's reason to see the collusion that has taken place. And it's all tied in. Again, what is coming out here for people to see, Scott, is the cabal that is the Beltway, is the establishment. The establishment, which is not, you know, just something that the Democrats own. It is everybody in D.C. that supposedly have paid their dues, and they have some sort of entitled right to be there in Washington, D.C. And it's some hierarchy and some special handshake and a secret decoder ring that allows them to, know who's on their side. And all the special language and the doublespeak and everything that goes along with it. It's not simple. It's not anything like our founding fathers said that things should be, that it should be pretty much straight up, that anybody could understand what they were trying to do. But not in the deep state, not in this cabal, and certainly not in a situation that's being so clearly pronounced and demonstrated between James Comey and Hillary Clinton. As much as maybe on one side he didn't feel real comfortable with her, he felt more comfortable with her than Donald Trump being an outsider. I mean, how could somebody, you know, come from outside, had not paid their dues? You know, he didn't even know what a decoder ring is and or the secret handshake. And he's going to come in. It's not that he's even going to come in as a congressman or something. I mean, this guy's going to come in as president. How could that happen? The people in the United States, them, the people, really are messed up. And thank God that the elites are there to save them from themselves, because they know not what they're doing by electing Donald Trump to come in and drain the swamp. And then Donald Trump has the audacity to say the very people who are creating this morass of craziness and obstructionism, that he's going to get them out of D.C. Oh, well, you wait and see. There's been many presidents who have come and gone, and they've still been able to survive. I mean, if the truth be known, there are still many, too many people left over from the Obama administration or administrations previously that support that theme of stink and thinking. And that is still there. And boy, I'll tell you, they're so latched on like a leech with tentacles that are almost in the infinitum. You know, so it's going to take a lot to clear this out. But this is what Donald Trump, this is who the champion of the people is up against. A well-fortified, well-established swamp that is not going to roll over easy. And they could care less about any higher ground. They don't care about doing something in a bipartisan way. They don't care about the people that they're serving, the people that, oh, that are paying their paycheck. You know, that's not what it's all about. This is all about power. It is about their agenda.
They deserve that paycheck.
Of course.
They've already done everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
we owe that to them.
Scott, you're fortunate. You're fortunate to have them there. You don't know how lucky you are. And on top of that, you're getting a deal. You're only paying me $180,000. I'm worth millions. And so whatever extra money that I get on the side that you might say is tainted and illegal, I'm deserving of that. I'm entitled to that. See, this is how all this slippery slide that they've gotten into that has happened over the years. And as we talked before, I think we were talking with Michael Dougherty yesterday about the exposure, the light of Donald Trump that he is putting on all these issues. I mean, this is, again, the power of the president. And it's the power of we the people stepping up to assume their rightful role, that it is the government of, for, and by we the people. It's not the elites. And America is starting to wake up and understand that they've been worked. Whether it's Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One deal, which is just unbelievable, and why she has not been indicted is beyond me. And let's not even talk about Benghazi. Let's not talk about the number of scandals that took place. I mean, you and I counted, there were hundreds of scandals, and President Obama, in his final months, he with a straight face and all the charm that he had within him, could tell the media and tell, you know, us that not one scandal. And you go, how delusional.
Scandal-free.
How delusional. You're not even connected with reality. And the damage that President Obama did to this country in debt, home ownership, poverty, I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, and you get these people right now that you can tell who they are. I mean, they're so concerned because they come out and go, well, we're really concerned about America's standing in, you know, overseas. You know, Donald Trump is just doing great injury to that. Really? Well, I got to tell you, I didn't see Barack Obama getting 50 Muslim leaders all in one area celebrating the president of the United States and doing a sword dance. I mean, if they did a sword dance with President Obama, it might be a different type of dance, if you know what I'm talking about here. Because they were none too happy. They saw Barack Obama for what he was. He was, you know, what do they say? All suit, no substance? Or, you know, as I think Dave Ramsey calls it, you know, all hat, no cattle. You know, a lot of charm. And this is the thing that makes him dangerous, because his charm lives on. But even like Bill Clinton, he survived on his charm. How do you get away with all these sexual attacks and, you know, accusations and everything? And it wasn't just Hillary, you know, burying these women. You know, people wanted to believe him. You know, here's this very innocent sounding, you know, charming Southern boy. And they just wanted to go along because he's a good old boy. And he has got the gift of charm, just like President Obama. He's got it. And but what are you going to do? Are you going to use it for the good or for the bad? And, you know, history can tell you all you need to know if you're interested in history. And this is why they don't want us looking at history. They want us, they'd much rather us look at, you know, what they potentially see as the danger of one Donald Trump. But meanwhile, as Donald Trump says, this is a mess. And he's cleaning up. He's cleaning up. Meanwhile, while the stock market continues to set records, jobs are on the increase, people's hopes and ambitions for America are on the rise. These are exciting times and positive, but we need to stand behind this president in a way that even the Congress is not.
I'm Andy Solomon. A recent University of Phoenix College of Health Professions survey found that 59% of American adults are turning to online health resources as a substitute for primary health care. Doris Savron, Executive Dean for the College of Health Professions at University of Phoenix.
Understanding patient preferences is important to managing operations and providing healthcare services. The healthcare industry is shifting to harness technology, and it is crucial that patients not only have access to these technologies, but also view them as important resources for improving their health and overall care experience.
But the data shows that technology is just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to patient care.
Although new technologies are resources that we should lean on to help improve communication, interpersonal skills are the foundation for ensuring patient trust and better care. Communication and empathy are vital skills for health professionals seeking to improve adherence and drive positive outcomes for patients.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/CHP.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we got the Sorbos. They're dropping in. Yes, Kevin and Sam Sorbo here to talk about their new movie. A little background here, as if you need it just in case. But Kevin likes it because I get to brag about him. Kevin earned international stardom playing the beloved Hercules in Hercules, the legendary Journeys, the most watched TV show in the world, airing in 176 countries. Kevin, we got to talk product placement, too, because I noticed a Hercules poster in one of the scenes. How did you manage that?
That was actually my son's idea.
Was it? I thought it was brilliant.
Different titles for books.
Yeah.
My character writes because he's an atheist, and his latest book is called The Boarding God. But he's so self-involved, of course. He's got all the posters up of his own works all around him. And that one we wanted to put on screen just for a little wink-wink with the Hercules fans out there. And saying, God, is he a myth like Hercules or is he real?
So. I started cracking up and I said, well, maybe this is a little bit of Sam's idea too because, you know, it's all because of Hercules that you guys met, right?
Oh, you know what? That's true. And it was not my idea. My son was literally sitting in the back seat as I'm trying to come up with book titles. Mm-hmm. And he says, what about, you know, God, more myth than Hercules or something like that. And,
right.
And it just stuck. It just made perfect sense. And then the set decorators put the poster there and we were shooting the scene. I mean, it was just sort of a confluence of events. It's kind of funny. So.
Well, that's great. Well, I saw that. I started laughing. My wife goes, what are you laughing at? I said, product placement. We got a Hercules poster there. So,
hey, it's
so,
on Netflix. So people can still check it out.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Well, Sam, as you say, this was a family project. impact. I mean, all the way down. I mean, I was watching, you know, I see Dionne Warwick, Mike Francis on this as well. I've talked to Mike many times, and yeah. You know, I was going, wow, what a deal. And then you got two of the kids, you know, involved. I mean, you know, we got child labor laws involved in this movie now.
You know, it's funny because my co-screenwriter Dan Gordon insisted that the kids play the roles, and I said, you know, I'm just not sure. They're going to have to audition. He said, sure, audition them.
Right.
And they did such a good job. I mean, if you see the movie, they kind of steal the movie. They do such a phenomenal job, and
right.
Of course, their characters are sort of the light and breezy. Well, at least my youngest is sort of the light and breezy, the humorous elements, yeah, in the script and stuff. And so we cast them and then discovered how much money we were saving by casting our own children, because we didn't have to pay for flights for other parents,
exactly,
or apartments for other families and stuff like that.
Right.
So,
well, Kevin,
really well.
I'm sure you were quite proud, especially when he put you on the line. So make sure you get Mom here 10 o'clock sharp, man. My eyes are on you, man.
Yep, that was fun.
That was fun.
That's a good scene in the movie.
Well, that's good. But like I say, Kevin, for you, I mean, you're playing the role of this, you know, model atheist. There's no way you believe in God. And all this, the genesis of that was, of course, that you lost your son to cancer.
Yeah, he was kind of the rock star in that world.
Mm-hmm.
When the son had passed away, he was never a believer to begin with. His wife always was, but when their oldest son at the age of 8 passed away, he breaks up the marriage and he just goes on a spiral. He goes more on a hatred path towards God and towards any religions, and he just, you know, he becomes a rock and roll star in that world, but his private life is pretty much out of control, and
yeah,
he's looking for a light in the path, and there's a life-changing event that happens to him where he starts to question where he was and where he needs to go, and this movie really touches on fathers as well. It touches on, you know, the loss of the role of the father with their children, and ultimately ends up being a love story between himself and his ex-wife as well, where he realizes that his anger and hate isn't the answer to anything.
Yeah. Sam, you know, Franklin Graham is lauding your praises. Governor Huckabee, this is a terrific movie, and I've got to chime in with them as well. I was really touched by this. Tell us about the genesis, because I got to imagine this whole storyline was one of those storylines that kept you up at 3 o'clock in the morning many times.
You know what? I had the idea for the movie. What would it look like? It's a movie that I wanted to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what would it look like if the world's greatest atheist, the celebrated author and promulgator of anti-theism,
mm-hmm,
had a near-death experience that challenged his worldview? And because I know the truth, and he's obviously lost in the lie. And I thought, what would that look like? And so that was the beginning of this. And then I called Dan Gordon, who's an acclaimed screenwriter from The Hurricane with Denzel Washington and Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner. And I said, would you consider writing a screenplay with me? And of course he said no, because he's an acclaimed screenwriter and he doesn't need the likes of me. But we decided to have lunch. And at the end of lunch, he said, what's your idea? And I told him, and he was so intrigued with the opportunity to write a real human drama,
mm-hmm,
a real story of human struggle, that he jumped right on board. 2 weeks later, Sean Hannity called my husband pretty much out of the blue and said, I want to do a faith-based movie and I want to work with you.
Mm.
So the genesis of this movie is nothing short of miraculous. A year and a half later, we're sitting with a finished product that never happens. Usually the project is chasing the money and the project runs,
exactly,
out of breath before the money does. So the whole genesis of this movie has been just a tremendous blessing, and I'm so excited for audiences to laugh and to cry and to stand up and cheer, because this film brings hope. And by the way, lettherebelightmovie.com is the website. You can see testimonials from audience members who have seen the movie, who are so moved and touched and uplifted. And I mean, it's testing really well with men, with women. Women love this movie, but men love it even more, because it really speaks to the things that Kevin touched on, the fatherhood crisis that we face in this nation.
Exactly.
And so men are really loving the movie. And I would say to ladies out there, if there's one movie that you take your husband or brother or father or son to this fall, make it this movie, because they will thank you for it.
Without a doubt.
You also brought up Hercules. I mean, I had two long-running series with Hercules and Andromeda, and I used to get stopped all the time because of those two shows. I get stopped 80% of the time now because of my movies, God's Not Dead.
God's Not Dead, I was just going to say, exactly, yeah.
That's what people want. So here it is. And, you know, we're an independent film, but we're still dependent on people getting out there. So we need people to go to LetThereBeLightMovie.com. They need to get all their churches. They need to go to their theaters and say, hey, you got to put this movie in here, because we're still dependent on people going out and supporting a movie that has a wonderful, wonderful storyline.
Yeah, a friend just asked me, she asked me how many theaters it was opening. And, of course, everything we've mentioned about the movie, of course, it opens on the 27th. So coming soon, we're about, 10 days away, roughly. So here it is, and I'm sure the distribution list is still expanding. But when I went to the website, you've got a number of theaters right now. But, there's nothing like a local group or church coming together and saying, hey, look, we're going to take over the theater. Let's get that movie out there, because it makes a huge difference. And I can understand, Sam, as you say, why the men are relating to Kevin's role. I mean, this is 21st century America.
Yeah, and I will say, just to address the theater issue, I've discovered through this process that faith-based films are held to kind of a higher standard by theaters, that there's a subtle... maybe it's not so subtle, but they're asking us to prove ticket sales before we get there, and I don't believe they do that with other films.
No, absolutely not.
My understanding. So we need people. Look, with everything that we've just seen from Hollywood, we need people to stand up and say, you know, my voice counts, and I want to support this kind of filmmaking, and they need to do it now, when the time is ripe, when Hollywood is listening, because they're under scrutiny, self-scrutiny, that they've allowed the misbehaviors of their scions to go on for so long, the mistreatment of women in that industry, etc.
Exactly.
Now's the time to speak out and support Let There Be Light by going to your church, or at least going to opening weekend on October 27th.
Well, I want you to know, you asked me at the end of the movie to hashtag Let There Be Light. I did, and it was incredible, the response that I got. People knew about it, they were aware of it, and I, like Sean Hannity, I'm sitting here going, wow, this could really catch on. Can you imagine, Kevin, if everybody lights up their phone, like on the darkest day of the year, Let There Be Light, what could happen?
Let There Be Light. Yeah.
It would be amazing. And, it's interesting. We're releasing this at a time, and certainly in the Northern Hemisphere, where we're entering long and dark days. And when you get to the holiday season and Christmas time, it is the shortest days of the year with light and dark. And this whole movie is about Let There Be Light, because darkness hates the light.
Well, you know how this business works, Sam. We got to put a wrap on it right now. Again, I thank you and Kevin for stopping in, telling us about the movie, and remind everybody where they can go so they can find out where their tickets are available.
Thank you so much for having us. LetThereBeLightMovie.com.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at LetThereBeLightMovie.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. James Hurston is with us. Yes, the one and only James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor, and the one who's in charge of keeping an eye on Harvey Weinstein these days, huh?
Well, you know, I'm starting to wonder if Harvey Weinstein has now become sort of the poster child for the brand of Hollywood. You know, this guy has,
sadly,
you know, he's lost his job and his wife and his reputation, and he's going to be spending a lot of time hanging out with lawyers because he is facing legal problems that are coming at him from every direction. We're talking about civil law, criminal law, with his company, his corporation, even though he's fired. It's just, and of course, there's more women. It's like you almost have to keep track of it, you know, by the hour.
Yeah.
Because just like with these other stories we saw with people like Bill Cosby, mm-hmm. it seems like as each day passes, comes another woman. One of the most recent ones was a 62-year-old woman
mm-hmm.
who had an encounter, she recalls, with Harvey in 1979.
She was an intern for his company, wasn't she?
That's the one. And so the span of time just shows how long this has gone on and how many enablers are involved. And like we talked about last week, you know, I don't recall ever an individual that had so many famous names coming out against him. Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ashley Judd, Rosanna Arquette, Mira Sorvino, Kate Beckinsale. And then I didn't even mention the models. It's just this.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I suppose Bill Clinton is jealous of Harvey Weinstein's victims.
Yeah.
But from the legal side, it's extremely complicated. Because the alleged assaults took place in so many different places from coast to coast around the world, in France and Canada. And there's all these local laws, statutes of limitations that apply. But with this many allegations and with more to come, it's almost a certainty that there's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be sexual harassment lawsuits, what are called tort lawsuits. But that's not the worst of Harvey's troubles, and he knows it because he's hired Blair Burke, a really top-notch criminal defense lawyer from Hollywood, even though, you know, he's facing possible criminal assaults from all sides. You know, the thing is, Harvey has, you know, I think also another record, because right now we have the London police, the New York police, the Los Angeles police, and the FBI investigating this one guy over this one thing. And so, you know, like in New York, which has no statute of limitations since 2006 for felony sex offenses, the sentence for felony rape, which three women have accused him of, is up to 25 years in prison.
Wow.
I don't know how Harvey Weinstein, if he gets charged, how he gets an impartial jury anymore with all the coverage. He may have to seek a court in Antarctica or something like
that. Yeah, well, and it's almost like everybody is hashtagging Me Too these days, too, right? As you say, those numbers are continuing to increase in terms of people that he ran into. And then the Weinstein Company itself, James, I think it's rather curious that they had some sort of clause in the contract that said that essentially, and you would know better than I do about this, but something that to the bottom line that it was if he was to do something, then it was the onus belonged to him as long as he kind of, you know, they knew that he had a problem, but he had to pay for his problem.
Yeah, the contract appears to violate public policy because what it says is to an employee that happens to run the company, you cannot be fired for even the most heinous acts against women as long as you pay us these required payments. And, you know, a part of it also condemns the Weinstein Company board of directors because they immediately came out with a statement claiming, well, we didn't know anything about this, you know, there's no way. And the New York Times followed that on the same day with a report that the directors were informed of these. Remember, it had said that eight women had settled with him. At least three of them, the directors were informed about. Mm-hmm. And this contract would require them to be informed. And so they're kind of caught with these statements. And that's going to create something also on the corporate level. You know, Harvey Weinstein and Bob Weinstein own 42% of the company. That means that the majority of the company is owned by outside investors. Now, anybody that put their good hard-earned money into a company that was run by a guy, Harvey Weinstein, who was a director and officer co-chairman, and he used his position to sexually assault potential employees and employees, that's not acting in the best interest of the company. That is called a breach of fiduciary duty. That will create liability for the company, for Harvey personally, and there's going to be lots of those lawsuits inevitably. And so it's a morass. It's a legal morass nightmare. But one good thing, you know, we talked about this last week. This peels back the veneer of Hollywood's phoniness, Hollywood's hypocrisy, and how Meryl Streep, who said that Harvey Weinstein was her God,
yes, exactly,
has no right to come out sanctimoniously, attack our country, and tell us what to do and who to vote for. And I just can't imagine she's going to do that again next time. But similarly, you know, the people in Hollywood, I think they've been chastened. And so when Harvey gets prosecuted to the full extent of the law, that might send a good message to those in Hollywood. Although, you know, it can't really be heard by people like Roman Polanski and Woody Allen.
Exactly. Well, James, what about these women that somehow are claiming some moral high ground that knew about this? And, you know, and Hollywood wants to make them into some kind of hero. And I'm going, no, they're not heroes. They didn't say anything. What courage does it take now for somebody to step out and say, hashtag me too, when, you know, everything is all revealed? Where were you 10, 20, 30 years ago when you knew this thing? You were aware that your friends were being abused sexually and this stuff was going on, and you all just turned a blind eye to it. And now you want to claim some type of heroin, you know, position and some moral high ground. I, to me, the brave women were the women that said, hey, I don't want to play, and I guess I'll stay with my job at the International House of Pancakes if this is what it takes in order to be a star.
Well, some of the women, particularly like Rosanna Arquette, Mira Sorvino, described rejecting Harvey and that their careers tanked. And when we look at their career arc, kind of makes sense. But when you talk about women who didn't come out, who now are shaking in their boots.
Mm.
At Weinstein Company, they had employees. They had a guy who was supposed to be a film producer in Italy, but allegedly he was a procurer
right.
of women. Mm. They had these women that, in Hollywood, they call them honeypots, that when the victim showed up, Harvey wasn't there. A female employee was there to soothe the woman, to make them feel okay. Then that honeypot woman would leave, and in the typical scenario, Harvey Weinstein would come out of the bathroom in his robe, and, you know, disgusting things would ensue.
Right.
That means that this was a conspiracy. That means, I mean, it makes me think, you know, the FBI's looking into possible RICO violations here, because mm-hmm. this was a possibly, allegedly, a criminal enterprise involving procuring women for this guy going back 4 decades.
Yeah.
I mean, just incredible, incredible. Mm-hmm. But again, it's it seems like in the age of Trump, what we're seeing are things getting unmasked. Mm-hmm. And when they're unmasked and we see the truth about them, they start to wither away. You know, we look at the media, look at the sports media, the news media, the entertainment media. They've all been unmasked.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the former president. Things are starting to get unmasked there. You and I talked about this long ago, James, that we weren't going to find out a lot about Barack Obama's administration until he got out of office. And look what it's done. Whether it's Bo Bergdahl or Obamacare, you know, the Iran deal. I mean. You look back on the legacy of Barack Obama, you know, to your point about exposure, what does it mean? What is it for we the people?
No, I mean, one thing that it has done in this era is expose that what many of the things that Barack Obama was doing
mm-hmm.
were lawless, not yes. just unconstitutional, and were not in the best interest of America.
Exactly.
I mean, how can anyone argue the Bergdahl deal was anything benefiting America?
Mm-hmm.
How could the Iran deal, which involved smuggling huge amounts of cash at midnight, be anything but what it appears to be? It's like a giant illicit drug deal. And when we talk about Obamacare, which is based on executive orders that were illicit and unconstitutional, and which is typical, we see, you know, the Democratic politicians mm. running out and saying people will die.
Right.
Because exactly. President, you know.
Well, we're going to have to wrap it up right there, James, because we're out of time. But obviously this will continue. And it's always good to have you here with us every week, keeping us up to date on the things that we need to know about, especially regarding this case with Harvey Weinstein. I'm sure you'll keep us up to date. James Hurson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. With